football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Ollie Bridgewater, and he is standing next to Birchie. Birchie, over to you.
Well, Ollie, unfortunately, you suffered a pretty bad leg break early in the season and didn't get your VFL campaign off to a start. Can you give us a bit of an update on the progress of your leg and, where you're at, where that's tracking?
Yeah, I'm moving pretty well now. So it's been about 11 weeks already and hoping to be running in about 4 weeks' time. And I'm still hoping to get a few games in towards the end of the year. A few people will tell me different things, but yeah, we'll see how we go. It's a real touch and go from here.
And obviously, you probably would have been playing a bit of VFL, but last year you were best on ground for the Dragons 10 out of your 12 games.
Yeah.
And they've identified clearances as one of the areas that they've been beaten in. So, you know, there's a key factor there from my perspective. Is it a matter of just training that with your ruck and with your mids, or, you know, really getting used to each other and the way you operate in there? Because, you know, can you get on the track during the week and just run through a few things and fix it up, or is it really time together as a midfield group and a ruck?
It's a mix of things, I guess. Like, definitely time together, but I know, just being so young, everyone, yeah, backing themselves in to really put their head over and get the clearances themselves and work on, yeah, sort of body work and that around the contest, which, yeah, being so young, like, you come against Marys and Joeys and that, who are well-established players and have been taught fundamentals, which, yeah, obviously Sakes drives into us, but, yeah, it takes time and, yeah, well, obviously it's a work in progress, but, yeah, over time it will come for sure, I reckon.
Ollie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. So you were playing in a practice match for Werribee, so it's all Dowlow's fault to start with, but you were playing in a practice match for Werribee and broke your leg.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So in terms of then, I don't know, how long do legs take? What was the doctor's discussion around, you know, time out, months? What was the initial scenario?
There's a fair few different opinions.
Don't you love those? Don't you love them?
There's, a few that sort of said around, well, the average was probably around 20 weeks.
Right.
From what I was told. There's a few that said season's done. There's a few that said a lot less, but yeah, after talking with Werribee, it's sort of around that 20-week mark, which, yeah, I'm around halfway. So, yeah, hopefully another 10 or 11 weeks from here running around, which, yeah, would be a bit hopeful, but hopefully nice.
Do you affect your work scenario? What do you do for work?
Yep, so I'm a plumber.
Oh, no way. So how does that work for you in terms of
It's not bad. I'm, that first week, I had about 4 or 6 weeks off in the end.
Yeah, right.
And, that first week was, a bit tough, but
yeah,
it's not too bad now. It's like, I know if I spend a lot of time on my legs, it's going to get sore towards the end of the day, but it's genuinely like, it's got to be a big day for it to really cause me grief now.
So you had to have surgery, is that right? You had surgery on the leg?
Yeah.
So that all went okay?
Yeah.
And then just recovery and then sort of start now, 10, 11 weeks in, start to walk around and start to run and do a few other bits and pieces?
Yeah, right into the gym rehab now, which is, just all lower leg stuff, which it really is no different to, like, anyone else's leg day. It's just, a lot less. I'm on the left peg. It's just, but been walking around for about 5 weeks now, so sort of going through the tough part.
Yep.
I'll see how we go.
Ollie, have you grown again? You are massive, mate. Yeah. I don't remember you being this tall. You were probably like slightly undersized against some of the really big boys when you first came to the club. I'm interested to know your short time at Werribee. Sort of how they saw you fitting into things. I know they were short on Ruckman, but probably at that level, it's another jump in terms of the height and the size he's coming up against. So were they looking at you as a pure, genuine Ruckman, or were they trying to mould you into something else?
By the sounds of it, it was more of a Ruck, at the start for sure. But in that practice match, I was spending a bit of time deep forward, which, I've never traditionally been too much of a deep forward, but they haven't really mentioned too much after, so I'm not too sure what their plans are, but it feels like a lot of our ruckmen are pretty short at Werribee, except for Big Conway, but I don't know, they must see something that, they want.
No, they see plenty, and that's fair enough. But in terms of where you see yourself, like, do you see yourself as a genuine ruck, or do you feel like there's other strings to your bow?
I feel like, I could be playing like a high forward or something to get up the ground a bit more. But, as a genuine backup ruckman, I definitely feel like I could give Conway a chop out and, if I got the chance, because yeah, even if I am, say, losing the taps, sort of my follow-up work is, yeah, what I would pride myself on a bit more than my actual ruck work.
Yep.
But
and,
yeah.
And today out here, what are we going to see? So you've got obviously Big Worm and Nihil. Who are we going to see thrown through there?
Yeah, Big Nihil. He's been doing real well the past couple of weeks, which, yeah, it's nice for me when I come back. He can sort of spend a bit more time in there. But, yeah, Worm as well, he's been playing well. And, yeah, the big Ollie Hicks, the fridge, he's probably spent a bit of time deep forward, but hopefully take the ruck contest down forward. Be nice.
For Inspirations Paint, we're talking to injured Bell Park ruckman Ollie Bridgewater. Here is Matt Dowling on K-Rock Football.
Ollie, welcome to K-Rock Footy. How do you go sitting on the sidelines not being able to play?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, especially if I've got another 10 games or so doing it. Yeah, I've been to most of the games. I missed the Newtown one, but yeah, see how we go. It's definitely something I've struggled with in the past.
Are you having any involvement from a coaching capacity or a development capacity with players on game day or a match day role?
Nah, not really. Not at the moment, anyway. I think Sakes has just sort of let me cruise and, yeah, step away for like a little bit. I still come up, obviously, to the games and get around the boys as much as I can, but, yeah, I've sort of stepped away a little bit and, yeah, we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
And take us and the listeners inside the Bell Park camp today and throughout the week. How have you prepared for today's game? What are some things that you're looking to identify in the way that you guys play and might be able to counteract what St. Joey's are going to bring?
Well, I've actually been at Werribee Tuesday, Thursday, so I'm sort of out of the loop a bit with that. But they'll be looking to just link up with the handballs and, yeah, really take it to them and not hold back, because there's a lot of skillful boys out there for Bell Park, and yeah, if they back themselves, which a lot of them do, like even over the past 12 months I've seen with Matty Jones and Reece McWaters, they've really stepped up again. Like, I forget they're only 19, so if they just keep doing that and building on those foundations, like a lot of those young boys, that's, yeah, what Stakes will be driving into them, I reckon.
And aspirations for yourself as a football player, spending the time at the VFL, learning that craft, is that something that you feel like is really benefiting your game and being able to continue to progress onto better, bigger and better things post-injury?
Yeah, definitely. Like, the professionalism up there is, I was taken back a bit, but then I was also surprised about how, yeah, nice and genuine everyone is up there as well. So it really, like, seeing that, I wasn't too sure what I was expecting going in, but everyone's just lads from the country moving there. And, yeah, you actually want to be part of the club and part of the team. So it's definitely drive to get back to Bell Park and then, yeah, hopefully playing there would be pretty nice too.
Are you faster than Sam Conway because he runs backwards?
Dallo.
No comment. No.
He wasn't
deflected
gonna,
that one
he
nicely.
Wasn't gonna go there. He wasn't going there. Take the fifth on that one.
Take the fifth.
That's very good. So in terms of then the injury and with Werribee, are they looking after you in terms of that sort of scenario? Is that how it works? Yeah.
I wasn't sure how that was going to go down, but they said they're like, yeah, we're going to just treat you as if you're one of our players.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm obviously not listed, but they said a lot of clubs would probably tell you, show you the front door, but yeah, they really looked after me and yeah.
Family club, Dowlo, see? Family club at Werribee. Yeah. We Penners and the boys up there. That is good from a club perspective and also for yourself, but that's nice for the club.
Yeah. And the follow ups and check ups with physios and
That's really good.
Yeah, up there 3 times a week for rehab, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive on their behalf, that's for sure.
And so the scenario then is that obviously past the injury, come back to Bell Park, you're obviously thinking that you're going to go back to Werribee and do a pre-season and see how you go? And
If the offer's still there, for sure. Yeah. We'll see how we go.
Very good.
Yeah, hopefully I can still jump after this.
Well, I'd say you've broken your leg, but you've grown 6 inches, so that's great, because Buzz thinks you're 6'8 or something now, so that's great. How tall are you? What are you?
I measured myself this morning, actually.
Of course you did.
193.
193. So what's that, Kingy? 6'4".
Yeah, we'll claim that.
Yeah, take 6'4".
Yeah, absolutely.
I was 6'4 once, and then I got old. That was the way it worked. We wish you the best of luck with your recovery. It's unfortunate for you and for Bell Park and for Werribee, but very unfortunate for yourself, and we hope that you come back stronger, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I'm keen to get back out there.
Thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Thanks to Ollie Bridgewater joining us this afternoon from Bell Park.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.